I'm about to begin, so please find yourself a comfortable seat, close your eyes, and begin to relax. Now take a long, slow, deep breath, and as you exhale, think of your bones and muscles and feel the weight of your body. And let all the tension in your body begin to seep out of you. See yourself relaxing. Tell yourself to relax. And feel yourself becoming more comfortable, more loose, and relaxed now. That's right. Take another very slow, deep breath, and on exhaling, feel all the tightness and tension in your body being carried away with your out breath. And while the conscious part of you pays attention to this simple breathing, imagine that you're a puppet with strings attached to every part of your body, a marionette. And as you imagine yourself as this puppet, slowly and progressively begin to cut the strings to your body, one at a time. When you cut the strings to a particular part of your body, let that part of you relax, become limp and heavy, just like a puppet with its strings cut. Begin with your head. Cut the imaginary strings to your scalp now and the muscles of your face. As the strings are cut, feel your scalp relax. Let your forehead smooth out. And let all the tension leave your face, especially the little muscles around your eyes. Relax. Many people hold tension in their forehead and especially around their eyes, so you can let your forehead and eyes relax now. Loosen the muscles around your mouth and jaw and around your temples and ears and the back of your head. Enjoy this feeling of relaxation in your head now. Now cut the strings to your neck and shoulders. And as you do so, imagine your shoulders very relaxed now. Take a deep breath in. Then as you exhale, notice how your shoulders drop and relax. And let them relax further now. That's right. Make your shoulders really comfortable now. Loosen your neck muscles and enjoy the feeling of comfort and relaxation. And move your attention down to your arms. And imagine the strings being cut first to the upper arms, then down to the forearms, elbows, wrists, hands and fingers. And as the strings are cut, feel how your arms become heavier, limp, loose, and very comfortable now. Feel the weight of your arms. Let your hands rest comfortably, feeling the fingers relax one at a time as their individual strings are cut now. Little fingers, ring fingers. Relaxed. Middle fingers. Pointing fingers. And thumbs relaxed. That's right. Enjoy being relaxed. And continue to relax even more now. Cut the strings now to your back and chest, your tummy and abdomen. Let the muscles of your back relax. Feel your rib cage relax as you exhale. Loosen the tummy muscles and the muscles of your abdomen. And feel the warmth and heaviness of your body now. That's right. You're relaxing and feeling comfortable and safe. Direct your attention now to your legs and cut the strings to your thighs, feeling them go limp. Cutting the strings to your knees now, let them relax. And cutting the strings to your calf muscles, they feel loose and heavy now. And finally, cut the remaining strings to your feet and toes, letting go of all tightness and tension, leaving your body limp and relaxed completely now. That's right. And begin the countdown from 21 to 1. 21, 20, 19. Letting yourself relax fully now. 18, 17, 16. Feeling comfortable and safe. 15, 14, 13. Become aware of your entire body and revel in the warmth and looseness of total muscle relaxation. 12, 11, 10. Notice how your arms and legs are feeling much heavier than before. 9, 8, 7. And as your physical body has relaxed, your emotions calm and quieten. 6, 5, 4. And you're putting yourself into a perfect state for mental rehearsal now. 3, 2, 1. And you can imagine yourself now in that favorite natural place of yours. Put yourself there right now. See what you see. Sky, a landscape, colors, and breathe in the fresh air. And as you exhale, feel that comfort and peace that you feel in that place. And picture around you a bubble of impenetrable positivity. And whenever you come to this place, always imagine this bubble of positivity around you, protecting you from negativity and negative thinking. And now, imagine that you're playing your sport. And imagine situations in your sport that are setback situations, problem situations, difficulty situations that often occur for you in your sport. Pick one such instance that you can remember that happens quite often. And float forward into your imagination, imagining it happening sometime in the future. Where will you be? What time of day will it be? What will you be doing? How will you be dressed and what kind of equipment you will have? and step into your body so you can feel that initial momentary helplessness and frustration that you feel when that setback comes up. And now imagine yourself responding positively to that setback, that problem, dealing with it effectively. Hear yourself making optimistic explanations about the problem. And feel yourself being confident about your ability to deal with the difficulties. And experience yourself successfully resolve that problem, coming out on top. And again, think of another typical setback that occurs for you in your sport. And again, imagine yourself jumping into the future, into a time when a similar type of situation might occur again. And again, see yourself acting in a way that's competent to deal with that setback and overcoming it. Hear yourself talking positively about it, making optimistic explanations, and feel confident about your ability to deal with the problem and come out on top. And experience yourself as having again successfully dealt with that setback, that problem, that difficulty. And choose another typical setback that occurs in your sport. Project yourself into the future to a time when something like that might occur. Where will it be? When will it be? Step into your body and see what you'd see out of your eyes in that situation. And see yourself dealing with the problem, with the setback, in a positive way, rising to the challenge. And talking to yourself in an optimistic, positive, encouraging way. I can do it. I can get over this. And feeling the confidence, the ability to deal with the situation competently, well, overcoming the problem and putting it behind you. Seeing yourself successfully resolve the situation. And remember, each time that you practice relaxing like this, you'll find it easier and easier to quickly and effectively relax and be positive whenever you choose. You can build a strong relaxation trigger for yourself now by just holding your thumb and forefingers together. Do that now. Remember, at any time in the future, whenever you need to re-experience this comfortable feeling of deep relaxation and feeling positive and optimistic about your ability to deal with setbacks, problems, and difficulties, all you need to do is to hold your thumb and forefingers together, and your body will automatically respond. Your muscles will relax and loosen. Your emotions will calm. Your mind will become quiet, still, and positive. And in a moment, I'm going to count up again from 1 to 21 to allow you to guide yourself up out of your relaxation, bringing back with you those feelings of positive confidence in your ability to deal with problems and setbacks, bringing back with you that optimistic explanatory style, and maintaining a state of mind that's most useful to you from now on. And with every ascending number that you hear, gently bring yourself up out of your relaxation. Bring your attention back into the room. 1, 2, 3. Feel yourself coming up out of your relaxation now. 4, 5, 6. Notice how your heart rate and breathing are picking up, coming back to a normal waking level now. 7, 8, 9. Feeling your body on the chair. 10, 11, 12. Hearing the sounds around you. 13, 14, 15. Moving your fingers. 16, 17, 18, stretching your hands, 19, 20, 21. Open your eyes, feeling refreshed and energized, fully alert and attentive, and ready to do whatever you need to do now. Bringing with you those feelings of positive confidence in your ability to deal with problems, setbacks, and difficulties, and maintaining that optimistic explanatory style. This is the end of Side B. If you've benefited from listening to this tape, you'll probably also enjoy the other Sports Mind tapes in the series.